few things, that's all. Nothing great.
Yes, I can, hold on. You're on.
We're on.
We're on, hello out there.
Hello out there, I guess Ron, our monitor's not on, but here we are. First show of summer.
Summer.
Days will be getting a little shorter.
Yeah, the days got shorter starting today.
Today, first day after summer. Today was one of those days, probably of the, probably 5 or 10 you can have in a year that are just about absolutely perfect. Wasn't too warm like yesterday and all around.
Pretty
nice.
Hey, I spent the afternoon, no, the evening playing bocce down in Pittsfield.
Very nice.
It was beautiful. Except that the game lasted till 10 o'clock at night and I missed the Red Sox game.
Oh, you were lucky to miss the Red Sox game. That was sad.
That's what somebody told me when I walked into the studio.
Yeah, that was sad. That was sad to see something like that happen. But what are you going to do? That's sports, you know? You get the good, the bad, the indifferent.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But I don't watch sports. I mean, I flick the Red Sox when they're up. I put it on, but I can't watch it.
When they're tied 1-1 in the ninth inning.
Same thing with the basketball. If I had to, I'm glad Cleveland won. I would have rooted for them if I watched them, but I turned it on and they were celebrating. I never watched a game, but they usually put it on the news, the winner. But good for Cleveland. So what do you got? You got anything you want to talk about?
I just want to give some kudos to the North Adams Ambulance Service and the I believe it was the fire department for their handling the affair up on Mount Greylock. A person went down.
Oh, did they?
And they had to get a helicopter up there to helicopter them out.
Oh, first I hear about it.
Well, it happened this past week.
Okay.
We'll scratch that off.
Okay.
And then St. Francis and the Historical Commission. I mean, where were these people when St. Elizabeth wanted to sell that property and CBS wanted to put up a steel platform behind it to keep the steeple up, and they were going to fix the steeple so it'd be permanently. Where was the Historical Commission then? All of a sudden now they want to come in and tell St. Elizabeth what to do, how to do it. And
really? Yeah. I didn't heard about that. What's
Yeah, the Historical Commission wants to get involved up there. They want to get their nose in it. And, you know, I mean, leave things well enough alone. Let the church handle it. I mean, been paying $33,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
All of a sudden, they're trying to tell us how to do it. It's like you paying your taxes at the house, and then they're going to tell you what color you got to paint your house, mm-hmm. when you got to paint it, so forth and so on.
Yeah.
And I still haven't found something out. And that was Mohawk Garage. Matt Smoke actually buy that? Was it gone through?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
what
gone.
Are they doing with it?
I don't know.
Well, if they're not using it for anything, why aren't they paying taxes on it? I mean, we don't use the church. We got to pay taxes on it. Matt Smoke doesn't use the building, so, and they're getting revenue in on it, but they don't have to pay taxes on it.
Yeah. Matt Smoke is kind of that non-profit zone. Like, I mean, that's the... kind of was brought up during a budget, and I had mentioned it before, where you've got a lot of properties in the city. I mean, you got a good example is Bee Fair in the West End. They were over by Central Radio, that machine shop they'd bought. And
right, yeah.
They redid that, and a lot of nonprofit places come in, and they do a good service, and but they're taking up space that wasn't a business that had gone out. So the revenue the city loses, people don't realize that when these houses come in and they're houses to house people, special needs and things, you lose the tax revenue. So that's kind of besides, you know, just the businesses that the area has lost, you lose tax revenues there. And as far as the Historical Commission coming in on the church, I would boot them right out. I know many of the people on it, and they're very nice people, but... there's nothing to save anymore. That's water over the bridge.
No, it's under the bridge.
Under the bridge, yeah.
It's over and the dam, but under the bridge.
The same thing with the, I believe it was about 2,600 people who started that, got on that online petition to save the church and save the steeple. And we know it all went through. And they did absolutely nothing. So there's a lot of people out there make a lot of noise, but when it comes right down to doing something, you know, you don't see them, you don't hear about them. Kind of a, you know.
Yeah, you know, you had done it for the Licensed Alcohol Beverage Commission. I've done it before for people running for office. Mm-hmm. Go up to somebody and say, hey, well, how about signing my position? Sure, Ed. And they just sign it.
Yeah.
Never read what it's for or anything else. Well, you got 2,600 people that wanted to save the church, but you got 2,549 that...
That bothered me. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I think in the end result, down the road, it got accomplished. Who's going to buy it? I don't know. Will it be sold? Probably. Will it be better than what was there? Obviously.
Obviously, it's going to be better. The taxes are going to come in.
Burden will be off the parish, unless a nonprofit comes in.
Well, the thing is, you know, I mean, what can come in there that's not for profit?
Oh,
Mass Mocha, yeah, I forgot.
We do have a lot of nonprofit, and well, I mean, it's good stuff. It's, you know, that's good stuff, but I don't like what happened there. But again, I think it may, in the end result, you know, what may we work out for everybody, and time will tell. But I heard a couple hundred thousand to tear it down.
Well, I know it's going to be like in the five-digit numbers to get rid of the asbestos that's in there in the cellar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would cost I would see a couple hundred thousand dollars being invested in there to tear it down.
I mean, why do they have to get, if they're going to just tear it down, why do they have to get rid of the asbestos?
Well, if they tear it down with the asbestos in there, it goes airborne, and then...
Well, you hose it down. I mean, what if the church burned down? They wouldn't have an asbestos removal. They would just have a demolition crew come in and...
Oh, no. You have to take the asbestos out. You have to take it out. You have to bag it, and you have to put poly up, put HEPA filters in and out, and the whole nine yards. I've been through it a couple of years. It's a big operation. Mm-hmm. It's time-consuming. It doesn't involve that much money construction-wise. Polyethylene, spray adhesive, duct tape, suits, so forth and so on. It's a small expense, but the biggest expense is time.
Mm-hmm.
These things, you just can't go in there and rip it down and put it in a bag and throw it away. Mm-hmm. It's time consuming. There's laws that you have to follow, and anybody out there that's ever done asbestos removal knows that it's very strict. It's very well monitored.
Yeah, no, I've seen it done. I know it's quite a project, but what about the lead paint?
Yeah, you want a pet peeve?
Sure, give me a pet peeve.
They had to put turn signals on the new cars that are coming out. I notice a lot of new cars out there, they're driving down the street and they just flip to the right, flip to the left. No turn signals. I remember 1949, when the Volkswagen first came out, they had these little flippers on the side. They flip down this way or the other way to show which way.
Mm-hmm.
And the United States automaker said, we can do better on that. We'll put turn signals on. And they did, but somewhere between 1954 and 2016, I think they lost them, because I see a multitude of cars that don't have them on there. And if they do, I don't think the people are using them. That's one of my pet peeves.
Well, my wife mentioned that yesterday, twice going to work. Pickup trucks both times made turns and didn't use turn signals. That bothers me a little bit.
Yeah. Another pet peeve of mine is, where the heck do these people come up with figures? Heritage Park in 1985, they're going to get 300,000 people in there. Going to have 120 people employed. Where do they pull these figures out of the air? The train that runs from Adams to North Adams, the Berkshire Scenic Railway. They said they were going to get 30,000 people, I believe it was, during the course of the year. If they're only open on Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, I figured it out. They got to get 300 people a day on that train. I mean, come on. But these are the people that go after the grants, the grant money that takes your tax money, my tax money, and give it to them to do something like this. It's a nice project. I've been on the train. I haven't ridden it, but I've been on the train and looked it over. It's very nice. Very nice. The people that I met coming off the train behind the old transcript building, I talked to them, and they enjoyed the ride.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had kids, first time the kids been on the train.
Yep.
In fact, young adults, first time they rode a train.
Mm-hmm.
But I still don't know where people get figures. People and figures bother me. Because
you got to have numbers to get the grants. And
get the grants,
you got to
have numbers. But whoever gives the grants out, I would just say, well, how did you get this number? Well, the Heritage Park, when they put the new road in for Greylock, which will be eons from now probably, they expect another 50,000 people to visit Heritage Park. Where did they get that number?
Well, it's funny. I mean, many, many years ago, I started, starting a business or buying a property, and I went to the bank, and he said, well, I got to do a business plan. I said, what do you mean a business plan? Well, I want to see your projections and all that. I said, okay. So I'm not kidding. I went.
So you had a hat, and you pulled numbers out of it.
I'm not kidding you. I did a business plan. I wrote down numbers, projections, this, that, my heat, my electric, my revenue, and I gave it to them, and they gave me the money. You know, so I guess it's like a grant.
Write that down.
I guess it's like a grant because I certainly didn't have any. You know, I mean, I was just making numbers up. Obviously, I didn't have a particular plan. I had projections of what I hoped, but that's the way that went.
I think this is how they operate.
Oh, it does. Most definitely is.
Come on.
It is, and. I had a phone call a while ago, and it was a viewer from Adams. And I guess we have quite a viewership from Adams in Cheshire. And he was talking about the show, and he had some questions. And a nice fellow. And they said, you ought to have the new town administrator, Tony Mazzucco, on. And I had called a month or so ago and tried to hook up, and he was busy. And generally, our season, we take the summer off. And so I thought, geez, this would be a good show, the last one before the summer break. So I called up, and I called him a little bit late in the week, and they called back today. He couldn't make it today, but I did say, you know, another option would be the 5th.
We could do another show.
We
could do another show.
We're going to do another show now because she said I put Tony on schedule for the 5th, which is the first Tuesday of July. Which will be the day after the 4th. So
usually is
after the big holiday, and so we're gonna have Tony Mazzucco on, and for all our viewers in Cheshire and Adams, and I've listened to him several times on the radio. He sounds like a very knowledgeable fellow. Some of the things he's done, I thought were pretty gutsy, coming in from Maine. I believe he came from Maine. But I've never met him personally, but we're going to have him on there. And I already have a list for the show of questions, which will pretty much take up our hour already. But so next show, the 5th of July, all you people in Adams and Cheshire who have questions, we'll have Mr. Mazzucco on as long as nothing happens with the scheduling. And we'll enjoy that. Like to see him, hear him, and talk to him. So that'll be kind of fun. So, let's see. Stuff going on again. It's not a tremendously busy time of the year. Political-wise, we had the city budget, which was okayed. There was a few little issues in there. One was the water rate hike in... I received calls, a few calls on that, and it's not often I get actual phone calls, but I did get a couple calls the day before and the day of, and didn't like it. And I guess, you know, like I said at the meeting, you know, nobody ever calls when it doesn't go up, or no one ever calls to say it should go up. But, you know, I understand why it went up. I mean, I think everyone else does too. I can remember probably my first or second year as a counselor way back, 2002 or something, there was a rate increase by a cable. They wanted an increase, and former Mayor Barrett was there. And, you know, I kind of said, you know, hey, this is a choice issue. People have the power. Well, you know, a lot of people are on fixed incomes and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, we got to fight that. And I went out for that couple week period, and I talked to many, many people I knew and people I didn't know, and just I asked them about the cable. And I asked them what they pay. So, you know, what do you pay for your cable service? And this is going back 14, 15 years ago. And they would say, well, we pay $220. We pay $170. We pay $224.
Oh, there's all different rates.
Yeah. I was shocked. Yeah. I mean, well, we have Disney, this, and this. Yeah. We have the sports. I mean, and we had a basic, I don't know what it was, $79 with everything, you know. But I was stunned of what people paid. So when you look back at something like that, and people still do pay some pretty good rates, whether it be for cable or, you know, the satellite. People have these cell phones, you know, smartphones. Those prices are extremely high. I've talked to some people on that recently, and what they pay for their their plan, the family plan, is $400 and X dollars, which
you can get four lines for only $69 each.
Holy cow!
That's $280.
But they got those phones, and it's got all the data, and we got the computer, you know. So I mean, people pay for what they want and what they need, and I get, not to justify the water rate, but you got to pay for the system, you know. And they're talking about an enterprise to put money directly into the system. I forget. Well, I remember looking into that many years ago to dedicate it right to it, and boy, there was some definite drawbacks. And off the top, I don't remember what they were, but I know they want to possibly look at something like that. So the water went up, and then of course your sewer goes up, and that's 50% of your water bill. But again, I mean, this year we got off pretty easy. I think the year before we had, 25-30 water main breaks. The year it was real cold years ago.
Yeah,
you know, those poor guys were out, you know, every night trying to fix or thaw out something. And we have an old antiquated system. Eventually we got to pay the piper. So I'm not too opposed to it going up 2.5%. I would have voted for it, but the reason I voted against it, and again, the cause I appreciate, and but what there was raises given out, and the city employees, non that weren't under union contract, and I just feel you gotta hold it for a while, and that was kind of a mini protest, and it was myself and Councilor Boucher who voted against the rate hike. His was for a little bit different reason. He was for more because of the calls.
Well,
mine was a little protest.
We got an upside down. Oh, there's it over there. Okay, I'll get back to this in a minute. Hello, let's talk about it.
Yeah. Hi, guys. Bob Cardamino.
Hi, Bob.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey.
Yes.
I just want to tell you where they get all the numbers. They get them from Bob's buddy, Oakenbright. That's where they get all the numbers. You know, as far as that railroad goes, those guys couldn't make it down in Great Barrington when they had a nice run, and it was scenic. What's scenic about this? Two junkyards, three junkyards, a sewage plant, the back of the cemetery, all the backs of the industrial buildings, the stilling ponds by Pfizer's, and then the back of all the houses down there. You know something? That's not going to go. I guarantee you. It'll be just like the trolley they had.
Yeah.
Where is that? Oh, that was going to bring tourists down to Main Street. Where is it?
Yeah. Well, there was no funding for it. The trolleys had mechanical issues and broke down,
funding.
And there was no funding for it.
Oh, but we could give big tax breaks, mm-hmm. Can't we, Bob?
Oh, yes, we can.
Absolutely,
yeah,
right,
and that's another thing I want to tell you. I'm disappointed in you.
Yeah.
You know, on the one hand, you vote no against the water.
Mm-hmm.
Then the budget comes up, and you vote yes. You know, where's your rationale? You in I'm losing his name. Boucher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where's your rationale for that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You don't take the consideration of the people in this city. And you're one of the guys, and I want everybody to know it that's watching your show, you got city health insurance.
Yep.
Yes, I do.
Family plan. $1,700 a month you cost on the taxpayers. You know? I'm very disappointed in you, Bobby. You know, you sold your soul to Archibald, and you know, for a stipend of $500, and then you how many yes votes is it going to cost you? Did he tell you? Oh, I don't get no answer from you.
I don't think I sold out to anybody, Robert.
Huh?
I don't think I sold out to anybody.
Oh, no?
No.
You sold it out to the people of North Adams, you did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you wouldn't even ask a question. When I said there was an extra $3,000, and that was the first thing I picked up, I wanted to embarrass that guy for a volleyball court up there. And I said just what I said. They told me him and Canales were there. And they said, and I think you were at that meeting, they said that the college raised some money for $2,000 for a net in the polls. So that left $1,000. And now he puts it in again? Come on. Why no question, Bobby? Why no question?
I don't remember the exact scenario, but I thought the question was answered on that volleyball issue.
What did they say?
I don't recall. I don't
recall.
Oh,
you don't recall?
No.
They never answered it. Okay. What are you talking about, the council meeting or the finance committee meeting?
Council meeting.
Oh, they never answered it. What did they say about it? They deleted it? That's why I call him Devious Dick. He puts it in there, and if it passes, he's got $3,000.
I know.
The sign down at the cemetery, $10,000. Come on. They tore down the shed down there. That was another $10,000. No, the sign was $3,000. $10,000 is tear the shed down, and the city workers done it. $135,000 up the fish pond. And they never done half of what they were supposed to do. And that's why I said with this skate park, he's going to skim it, okay? But let him go ahead and do it, because what I'm going to do is, after he spends all that money, I'm going to find out, I'm going to want an itemized list of what he spent it on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he better have some good answers, otherwise I'm calling the Attorney General,
mm-hmm.
because this guy's misappropriating funds. Okay, and there's not one guy in that council or one person that has any backbone
mm-hmm.
to stand up to this guy. You get on there, you know, everybody thought, oh, Bobby Moulton's going to represent the people. Bobby Moulton's representing himself. Okay? So what do you got to say about that? What have you done to represent the people?
That's your opinion, Bob.
It's not an opinion. It's a fact. I just want you to tell me one thing. You can't, can you? No. Yeah. So go ahead and see what else you can get out of Archibald. Okay, buddy, buddy.
I'm not getting nothing. And I'm disappointed in you, Bob, because I've stood up for you over the years when nobody else did. And you know it. And I'm not going to get into details, but
what did you do for me? What exactly did you do for me?
I remember you had a big issue.
Huh?
I remember you had a big issue a few years ago, and I'm the only one that came forward, and I said I'll put up money to have a lie detector test for you and the other person.
Yes, you did.
Exonerate you.
All right, I take that back.
And who went out there? Who spent? Several hundred dollars on my own pocket.
Yeah.
I wasn't a counselor to give you the chance and give the other person the chance to see what was going on. So don't tell me I didn't do anything for you, Bob. And you know, Bob, I just don't like attacks. You wonder why a lot of people have been with you over the years and have left you and are angry with you. And you wonder why you don't get any support. And I don't get people calling in all the time.
let's go for Bob Cardamino. What a great guy. Supporting you at the council meetings. I don't see letters in the paper for you. When you've run for office, you haven't gotten beat. You've gotten beat. So you got a way about you, and that's the way you are. And I tell you, a lot of stuff you do, I agree with. I don't like the way you do it, and I don't like the way you say it. But I'm going to give you the chance to say it. But don't come attacking me and say I didn't do anything for you. I'll tell you that right now.
That's just too bad, Bobby, because you got to look at the Constitution. I can say what I want. So let him challenge me.
Even if it's not true, you can say what you want.
Huh?
I said, even if it's not true, you can say what you want.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you tell me one thing I said that was not true.
Well, one of the things you said wasn't true, that he never stuck up for you. And I don't want to get between...
Wait a minute. I forgot about that.
Bob, I don't want to get between two friends. I don't want to step in between.
Listen.
You know what, Bob?
I want to apologize for that, okay?
Well, I'll tell you what, Bob. Why don't we do this some other time, not on TV, where we can sit down. I'll monitor between the two of you, and you can discuss what's going on with the city instead of putting it out here and trying to emphasize what's wrong with the city. Let's try to get together what's right with the city. And one of the things, one of my pet peeves is something that you didn't jump on, and I thought you would, was raising the water rates and the sewer rates, okay? How come that money doesn't go into a fund just to support the sewer and water? I can't get an answer at City Hall. Why does it have to go into the general fund?
That would be an enterprise fund, which there's a lot to an enterprise fund, and not all of it's good.
What are you talking about? I didn't jump on that water thing. I told him that the mayor saved $35,000. He spent $35,000 up the filtration plant. He said he saved $35,000. He done away with the water department, okay? What was the other thing? It was one other thing. Certainly I jumped on it. You know? Come on. And nobody on that council had one word. You haven't cut 10 cents from that budget. Not 10 cents. In four budgets. Not 10 cents.
Well, this is the first one I've been on in the last four.
Well, Bobby, it's still no 10 cents.
No, I know.
And he had the nerve 2 years ago to say, oh, I padded the budget. Well, I'm telling you, he padded this budget. How can he come up with that budget and then transfer almost $750,000 into the stabilization fund?
For when you do budgets, when you do budgets, it is very frequently budgets are padded. There's positions that may get funded that aren't there, but it gives you money to work with throughout the year. If you went down and did not pad a budget and you took those positions out and took that money out, there would come times during the year where you would need that money. And then you would have to come back and try and find it or make cuts during the year to fund certain things. So there may be a position, I'm just out of the blue, say an assistant plumbing inspector. They may have $25,000 for that position. You might not have an assistant plumbing inspector, but down the road, they may need $18,000 for something. They've got that extra money in the budget, and then they can transfer it from the plumbing inspector to whatever they need it for. That's done all the time. It's done here, it's done in the state, it's done in towns, it's done in businesses. You do, and it's you pad it, but you're not taking extra money just for those. You have a certain amount of money to work with, and you can put it where you want to put it.
Okay. And then, you know, 2 years ago, you remember him saying, I made a speech, we're broke. Now all of a sudden, he's got $750,000 plus to fool around with.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. He just put on four positions.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we need them? We don't need any of them. A $10,000 raise for your wire inspector. $7,800 for DeRosa.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Nobody even questioned that.
Though, I mean,
we're rolling in money.
Those things were brought up during... I only went to a couple of the budget meetings, but I was there, and I had a lot of questions on the budget, public safety, for certain raises, for certain positions. I know. I went to... I don't know how many they had. I think they had at least four. I went to two of them I could make. And there was a lot of discussion there, and there was people there asking questions.
Well, I wasn't there.
I know you weren't there.
It wouldn't have made no difference. But, you know... I don't care what the council thinks of me or anybody else or the mayor. I know what he is. I know what he is. Mm-hmm. And he knows I know. And I say it. And when I say he's devious, he's devious. Mm-hmm. And when he's despicable, yes, he is despicable. Oh. And what's wrong with this city? There's no jobs. I remember he promised jobs, 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 economic development. Mm-hmm. And transparency. Mm-hmm. There's no transparency. We hide everything in this city. You notice very seldom there's any what's happening with the crime rate in this city. And I'm going to tell you another thing. Right now they're tearing two more houses down up on Cliff Street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're down.
Now wait a minute. Per capita, we are tearing down more property than they do in Detroit. And Detroit is destroying blocks. Okay, that's what's wrong with North Adams. There's no young people buying houses. Just in the West End, on the street you live, there's 12 empty houses, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
There's 50 empty houses in the whole West End. That's what's wrong with North Adams.
Jobs have left. I'm not blaming the mayor for that. What we have is we have a city that has an infrastructure for 24,000 people. Now we have 13,000 people.
You don't even have 13,000
whatever.
People.
We've got an issue. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it.
Yes, and what do they do? They allow these people that were renting to get into the high rise. Okay, that was for the old people. I know some old people that have moved to Williamstown to get some old age housing.
Nothing to do with the city, that's HUD. Housing and Urban Development, that's federal. Who goes in there, the qualifications, can't do anything about that.
Well,
nothing to do with the city.
Well, it's still an entity of the city.
It is, it's part of the city. Better to have it than not to have it.
How come if it's not part of the city, Uncle Bright gets to appoint whoever he does with that Jennifer, I forget what her name is.
Bob, believe me, I've got issues
Jennifer
there too.
Hunt.
And yeah. I've got issues with the mayor. I had issues with the previous mayor. When I go there, I pick my issues. I think I'm as vocal, if not more vocal, than any other counselor there. I think I asked as many questions as any counselor there.
Yeah. Who was the mayor that had Dick DeSoti removed from the Housing Authority?
That was never answered.
Oh, yes. It was Alcombright.
That
was Alcombright.
John Barrett, when he was a counselor, brought it up to Alcombright. Why was he removed? And it was never answered. But I know why he was removed, and you know why he was removed, because
yes,
he was asking questions.
That's correct.
What do I always say?
And you know something? That's what you're afraid of.
What do I always say,
Bob? You're afraid to ask any questions because you want to stay on that council.
You think I'm afraid to ask questions?
Huh?
You think I'm afraid to answer questions? You think I'm afraid to ask questions?
Listen, every time I ask a question, I never get an answer.
Hmm.
Oh. Okay, Bobby, but you know, I'm going to tell you something else. There's only one person on that council that has the decency to say hello. Okay, when she comes into the council, and that's Kate Merrigan. Mm-hmm. She always says hi to me. Mm-hmm. All the other councils, you think there was nobody there. And the other guy that's getting health insurance, Bona, he tries to think like he's staring straight ahead and he's looking at me with peripheral vision. And I just shake my head and laugh at him. And then he looks away. He's got no backbone either. Mm-hmm. Okay, Bobby, you know, you can get mad at me, you can do whatever you want. And if you want me to get on that show with you, I'd be happy to. No. Okay.
I've got my show. You've had your show.
When's my turn?
And I spoke my piece.
Okay. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Bender.
Yeah. Bye.
Well.
Well.
Well, no.
Okay. So where were we?
We were wondering. Yeah, we were wondering why something was going on
the,
here.
City Council. We're talking about the budget.
No, we're talking about bringing Tony Masuka on.
Yep,
and
Tony.
I was thinking about getting Bill Donovan on.
I know it's hard to get Bill on. Bill, I've tried many times.
I said to him one time via Facebook, we can do a tape show during the day sometime and run it at night with no call-ins.
Yeah, we have a tough time. I've talked to Bill. I've seen him out. I've called him a few times. He has a tough work schedule.
Your
so
turn.
Go ahead.
Hello, let's talk about it.
Hi, my name's Donna Dickinson. I want to say that I want to thank Councillor Bob Moulton and Councillor Ron Boucher. And I took a test that day, and I picked the two that were going to go against the water and sewer.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew the others would go along with the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
I also have one other thing to say. I don't know Keith Bona, but just watching some of these programs, he seems to depict everything and gets way off the subject, and he wants the whole floor at all the meetings. That's the way I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the issue on that Jennifer Holmes, I believe, does she get paid from the city? Because he gave her a raise. Was it Offenbright that gave her a raise?
Jennifer Hahn? He's the one that called the guy in there,
Dick DeSade.
Jennifer Hahn, she works for HUD.
Right.
So she's not paid through the city.
Okay.
Housing and urban development. It controls the high rise, and she works for them. She's the administrator locally and runs the high rise over there.
Oh, okay. So, did the mayor give her a raise, or?
She did get a pretty good raise. She makes some pretty nice money, but.
Well, who gave her the raise? The mayor? But it doesn't come with city money.
No.
But does he issue the raise, the mayor?
I don't think he has anything to do with her pay.
Okay. I was just wondering.
Yeah.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Sure.
And also, a lot of my elderly friends live at the high rise in Spring Street. And they told me when he started questioning and someone that was in charge wanted to get a booklet sent out to all the residents, he opposed it. So Jennifer Hahn, I heard, ran to Offenbright, and this person, which I know, is a very nice person. He knows his stuff. When he spoke up, he was deleted out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sad to say. I will say the council, except for you, Bob and Ron, and I don't know if you. Like I knew a friend, Bob, you helped her, Pearl. She went there many times. She didn't get no help. Sometimes they're not friendly. It's like we're an obstacle. Well, without us having homes, they wouldn't have a job.
Mm-hmm.
And how much does the council get for, could you tell me?
Yeah, the $250 a month, and there's a $40 stipend. That was before, I didn't even think they got it anymore, but you get a $40 stipend, and it's for,
okay.
I usually, I'll buy my
cards with it. And I always try and donate to the city fireworks, parades, things like that.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I was thinking about that. Maybe all of them should get together and donate a little bit, even anything, for children, any, like you did. That's great. Okay, I just wanted to make a calm call.
Okay,
so have a good evening.
Thanks, Donna.
Yep. Bye.
$3,000 a year you get?
Right.
That comes out to about 17 and a half cents an hour. By the time you put in.
Well, it depends on how much time you put in.
Well, I mean, you have a committee that you run.
Yeah.
Public safety. Mm-hmm. And then you have, you know, Wednesday you get your paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
These counselors that go, it's not, you know.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, I enjoy doing it. And I mean, we just had a subcommittee meeting the other night, 2 hours.
2 hour meeting.
And that's part of it. You know, I enjoy it. So, another call? Okay. Hello, let's talk about it.
How you doing, Bob? How you doing, Ed?
Good, Wayne. Yeah. How are you?
All right. Infrastructure. It was within the past 2 weeks, it was in the paper, either the Boston Globe or the Herald, I don't remember which, but the governor was talking about monies, CDG money, and the amount given to cities around the state. Mm-hmm. North Adams, I believe it was either 840,000 or 850, somewhere around there. But I mentioned in the same article that the mayor was going to use the entire amount of money to be put into the armory, okay? Now, according to that same article, the money could be used for infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So maybe the armory is important, but what's more important, okay? We got 200-year-old pipes, but he chooses. This is his choice, all right? He's refusing to put it in for the infrastructure, all right? And he's putting it into one building. That's his choice. So, he can't whine about not having money for infrastructure. It was in his hand. He gave it somewhere else, okay? Mm-hmm. Water rate. 7.5% increase, okay? Let's talk about that. How much of that money is going for pipes? Nothing, not a penny. How much of that money is going to go to try to correct the 7 contaminants that we have in our water system? We just got a report. I'm sure you did too. Mm-hmm. Everybody in the city was mailed a report. We had 7 contaminants in our water system. Not one word was said. Nobody asked the question, is anything going to be done to correct it? I understand that it says on the report, these are acceptable levels.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how much contamination do you allow your family to have? All right? I would prefer to have none. Okay? Mm-hmm. So why is it acceptable to the mayor and to the city council that it's okay to have 7 contaminants? Nobody even said a word about, well, we're going to try to correct it. Not a word. This is very troubling, all right? When we get to a point where we accept contaminated water up to a certain point, that's dangerous. Look what's gone around, all around us, okay? It's horrible. What's going on around us, and yet we're asked to pay more for contaminated water. This is crazy. You wouldn't go to the market and ask for contaminated meat, and they tell you, well, it's going to cost you more. Would you pay it? Of course you wouldn't.
But you
so
do.
Why are
you
we
do.
Settling for you, contaminated water?
Yeah, you do. I can remember reading Prevention magazine not all that long ago, and it was about our food products. And in wheat, when they store wheat, which goes into your breads and flours, so many rat droppings are allowed per bushel. It's allowed. Do you want it? I mean, if there's 5 per bushel, well, what if you got the bushel that's got 100 and the others all got 1? When you buy chicken, it's loaded with bacteria, salmonella. do you want it? No. You have to accept a certain amount, and the state and the federal government sets.
No, no. I don't see that on the packaging. When
oh,
I buy
you,
chicken,
you
it
won't.
Doesn't
you
say,
wouldn't see a lot
it
of chicken
say,
being
this
sold.
This food is contaminated, and you have to pay more. That is BS, Bob, and you know it.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
And you know, as far as the water's concerned,
what supermarket do you shop in that tells you you're buying contaminated food? Please tell me.
They don't tell you.
All right.
They tell you when you go home. When you go home, and get a chicken, put the chicken on your counter, then make a sandwich on top of that. You see if you get sick. It's contaminated. You know.
Oh my God. All right. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Well,
minimum standards out there. That, you know, I mean, I don't know what you're gonna do.
I mean, a little older than you, a little older than Aaron. I can remember back when Joe Girardi was the superintendent of works, and they wanted, I think Bianco was the mayor. Who was mayor first, Bianco or Florini?
Florini.
And before Florini was, I pushed my luck. Anyways, Joe wanted to clean the reservoir out because the muck and the stuff that was in there, if you clean it out, the water going into the plant would be a lot cleaner and would take a lot less work. Mm-hmm. Now this was done probably around 57, somewhere around 56, 57, that it never transpired, and it still hasn't. That reservoir needs to be cleaned out. We gotta give good water in to get good water out. Now, at one time we had the beavers up there, the beaver feces up there, and it was a big deal, right?
Giardia.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they put the filtration and everything else in.
Yeah, but the pipes.
Well, you've got great water coming out of the reservoir.
But the pipes. Pipes.
Go.
I mean, I've seen some of the breaks. You got 12-inch pipes with this much room in it, the rust and everything else. You only got this much room for the water to go through.
Pipes are corroding. There's been breaks.
Corroding. In some places of the city, and I don't know if they still have it, they have wooden pipes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right? I mean, there's a company, I worked for a company that did rehaul the pipes. They went in there with what they call a pig, which would clean out, and the second pig behind would line the pipes as they go through. Long, tedious process. Pittsfield went through it. The water down there has improved. Maybe we can get a grant here, you know, to do that sort of stuff.
That's what's got to be down the road, a grant. I mean,
down the road, it's been since 1957.
And again, if I was mayor tomorrow, would I spend $20 million to redo pipes? Probably not. You got to fix it as you go along. There is priorities. It's overwhelming, and it's not just us. What I do have a problem is, like one of the callers mentioned, was the armory. I mean, I don't know how much money has been spent down there, but I know they spent, I believe, $330,000 for a kitchen downstairs. For what? I have no idea. The parking lot's being done. I don't know what that cost is. I don't know. They spent a ton of money on this one building. I don't know what the grand scheme, what the plan is. I see blue tarps over the top of the corners. I don't know what's going on with that. And I'm gonna find out, because all this money and this grant money, you get this grant money and you can spend it kind of where you want to spend it on a lot of issues. You want to buy a backhoe, you want to buy snow plows. I mean, when the mayor got that $750,000 grant that Senator Downing got him when the hospital closed, you know, he took some money and bought cruisers and bought some snow plows, and you got some leeway with it. But the money that's being spent on this armory, for what the purpose is, what the end result is, it seems to be a money pit. They've had a couple, I believe, they put a couple RFPs out for people to come in and rent it, to use it, and I don't even believe there's been any takers for it. Maybe the college somewhere down the road, but huge, huge amounts of money have gone into the armory. And again, I don't know what's going up on the roof, but I see these blue tarps there for the past few months, and I see this huge construction in the back. for parking. But that concerns me.
Here comes a curve. What about the skateboard park? How much money is going to be spent on that? I know it's
lots of money,
it's grant money.
Grant money.
My question is: are the three kids that have skateboards in North Adams going to use it?
We'll have to see. I mean, there's the project down there is good. One good thing down there was the building, the Modern Liquors, was bought. Private citizen bought it and donated it. That was a big plus.
How much was that off the tax record?
I don't know what that was generating. It was empty, so I don't know what the...
Hey, let's talk about it.
Yeah. A couple questions. Now, on that armory, I mean, they've been milking that for quite a while now. I mean, they've been taking gravel out, bringing gravel in, doing this, doing that, but you did say at one point that money could be used to buy a backhoe or something?
Yeah, when you get that money, grant money for the highways, I mean, it can be spent on sidewalks, backhoes, snow plows.
That money can go anywhere then?
Pardon?
I mean, to a certain extent.
I missed it.
Well, you're saying they got the grant money for over the armory. I thought they just had to use that for the armory.
Well, some grants are specific. You get specific grants if you had a grant for this. But most grants, like Chapter 90 money, road money, spent for signs, do sidewalks, blacktop some roads. I mean, there's all kind of grants and come from the state and federal government. But the armory, I'm not sure of. There's been several different projects and it's been tons of money. I mean, the big thing for me was a kitchen, $330,000 for a kitchen.
Yeah,
I mean, you can buy a piece of property across from the post office with five downstairs stores, a whole upstairs, takes up almost a whole block for $260,000 looking down Main Street, which I think is a beautiful building. And they spent $330,000 on a kitchen. I don't know what the need is and why that money was spent.
Right, right. That's what I'm wondering about. You know, you can take that grant money and put it into the streets or... Mm-hmm. Whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works, and that's why I just called in to ask you.
Yeah, I mean, you get money, Chapter 70 money, Chapter 90 money. That's money given the states give to all the communities. And one is for schools, and one is for infrastructure improvement you want to do. I know Mayor Barrett was big when that highway money came through. He would come out and tell you, This street are going to be done. If we have any money, we're going to do this street.
Right.
When equipment needs to be done, I believe they got, I wasn't on the council, but I believe they got a truck for the wire department with the bucket.
Right, right,
Whatever that was, $70,000 or $80,000, that was grant money and it was spent on something they needed. So that's money every community gets and you spend it basically where you think you need it most.
Yeah. Now, two other questions.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they put sidewalks on the street?
Why do they what?
Put sidewalks on the street?
Yes.
Well, for public safety, really.
So kids can skateboard on them and people can ride their bicycles on.
Well, and usually it's in a residential area.
For other inconsiderate son of a bitches that when they pull up to the light, they park on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they put signal lights on cars?
Mm-hmm.
So you can use them when you're turning.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's nonsense.
Mm-hmm. No.
I mean, if these people took their license again, how far would they get?
Yeah.
Probably nowhere.
Yeah, no, that's a pet peeve of mine, and I believe that's an infraction they can stop you for, and I'd like to see it stop.
Right, right. True. I mean, you can't catch everybody.
No.
But... you know, as long as you start doing it.
Well, it's like stopping a speeder on the highway. You know, you stop that one speeder, and everybody else going by, it slows them down. So you don't have to get everybody, but you send a message.
All right.
Okay, thanks for the
call.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
I'm ready for a coffee.
You're ready for a coffee? Well, I got a call just before I left from the city.
was an alert. Fish Pond, Thursday and Friday, is going to be closed down because they're putting a herbicide in the water to kill the curly leaf pondweed. So that's a public service message. You'll get it on your telephone, but I thought I'd bring it up here too.
This Thursday and Friday?
This Thursday and Friday. You can still go up there, but you can't
curly
go in the water.
Leaf pondweed.
Curly leaf pondweed. And you'll find that in your phone when you get home. What we got? A couple minutes.
3 minutes.
Hard to believe, you know?
All right, you got people calling up and taking up 25
minutes. That's okay, that's okay.
I mean, that's what we're here for.
I know, that's what we're here for.
You know, we want to answer. Anybody who got questions, they call up. We want to answer them as best we can.
You know.
I like her.
Warren?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
Vice President.
One of my
that would be nice to have her for Vice President. Then
she get won't a, go for
then
Vice
you, President. Then you can get rid of both of them.
Yeah, well, that'd be nice. That'd be nice. Yeah, the
hey,
politics out there is pretty amazing.
You know what?
What?
After 50-some-odd years, I went down and went unenrolled.
You
know? I mean, I can't see the candidates that are coming out. I went unenrolled. Somebody said, you know, that's going to hurt you. You won't be able to work the polls. Yeah, I won't miss it.
I'm independent.
Yeah, oh. Yeah, unenrolled.
No, independent.
You're on the independent primary? That's a party, independent.
Independent.
You're an independent party. Yeah, like Republican, Democrat, independent.
Right, I'm independent.
I'm unenrolled.
Unenrolled.
So I can vote anywhere I want. You can't vote in the primaries then. You can't vote in the primaries because you can't choose Republican or Democrat.
Can't.
No, you're independent.
Okay.
That's a party.
I'm a party, okay.
I didn't think you were a party man.
I used to be a Republican man, but there was just so much, so many things here. I wanted to get into the gun issues, but.
That was one of my pet peeves, the gun issue. I mean, these people that are putting stuff on Facebook, they had a ban of assault weapons. They don't know what they're talking about.
They don't.
You don't know what you're talking about. Assault weapons are already banned. You cannot own an automatic rifle in the state of Massachusetts. You have to have a federal license to have one anywhere, any state in this country. As Obama said, any one of the 57 states, you have to have a federal license.
For automatic. If I hit you with this pen and beat you, this is an assault weapon. I mean, it's so blown out of proportion. We're going to have to get to it. I don't know when. But I had paperwork here on it. We're going to have to get to another day. So we are going to have a show. Tony Mazzucco, hopefully, will be on the 5th. And we will have some questions for him. So all you people in Adams and Cheshire, get your questions ready because I have a list ready. So we're down to 19 seconds. It's still backwards, but we're getting
there. We got it down front.
Oh, yeah. Down in front. Okay,
yeah,
I'm looking over here.
No, you look at the side. It's backwards. Yeah.
I got a request. I'd like to get some air conditioning in here. It's a little bit warm, but
I think we talked to Peter.
We
get some air conditioning.
Our new show. Hey, have a nice 4th of July. Thanks for watching.
Stay safe.